Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. I don't think Stubb ever played this song, Michael. I mean, Jeremy's
fired up.
He's changing the style a little bit of AWOD Radio.
Stubb didn't go to enough. Like, Jeremy's been to a lot of games, I would guess. Like, yeah. What's the total number of, like, games Stubb's been to? It's probably less than 100, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to take an over on Jeremy.
I would, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got, like, probably Thunderstruck, like, all the typical
Crazy
games.
Train.
Yeah, that you'll hear when you go to NFL or a college stadium. I want to talk some college football with you. You got Michael Phillips here. That means it's time for Crosstalk on AWOD Radio.
If I could just have your attention.
It's Crosstalk with Adam Epstein and Michael Phillips on The Fan. It's like that one 90s movie that everybody loved. What's the name of that movie? It's not Crosstalk, but it sounds like Crosstalk. It's Crosstalk on The Fan. Oh, Face Off with Travolta and Nick Cage. But this is Crosstalk.
So, Michael, what I love is I have an argument on Mondays, or in this case it was Tuesdays at Capitol Ale House with Hokie Steve, and then I take his argument here to the studio and argue with you. Does JMU get into the college football playoffs? Hokie Steve has been very much, no, it cannot happen because the American will get in.
If JMU wins out, they will make the college football playoff. Right now, the committee is saying JMU's strength of schedule is not high enough. They haven't won enough good games. They haven't won enough big games. Look at these American teams. All they do is play good games every single week. They're being put through the meat grinder. But JMU finishes strong with three games to play. Washington State, you cannot deny, they don't have a conference. But they're a legitimate team with a legitimate roster. You finish with Coastal. Coastal's been a great team this year. That's a big game. And then you have the Sun Belt title game, probably against Southern Miss, who has been fantastic this year. One loss in Sun Belt play. That's a big game. You finish with three big wins. That argument's off the table. There will be momentum towards pushing JMU up, and it will happen.
I just don't think that's going to happen, though. Jeremy, you want to chime in on this? There's the reason Tulane's above JMU right now is because they beat Duke, all right? And an 8-2 record in the American, they're saying, is better than one loss in the Sun Belt.
But right now, if the American title game were played, Tulane would not be in it, correct? You're going to take a group of five team that didn't win its own league?
Well, they're tied with North Texas. Would North Texas have the tiebreaker over them?
Navy's got it, right? So if Navy wins out, because Navy had the Notre Dame game, so they're one behind everybody.
Yeah, right.
I think right now it would be Navy and Tulane, which would be a great game, and the winner on that's going to have momentum, but that's not Tulane. You can't take a group of five team that didn't win its own league. If you want to make a case for the American champion, make your case for Navy, make your case for any of these guys. But they need to sort their own business out before they start hyping up teams.
Yeah, I definitely think it's between North Texas and JMU or whoever wins the American, because the way that the playoff format is, it's the top five conference champions. So if Tulane doesn't win the league, they're not a top 10 team in the nation. Nobody's arguing that. They have to win. And as good as they are, I just don't think they're better than JMU.
Right. I think Hokie Steve is probably banging his head into the wall right now because he made this argument yesterday and was proven right. Am I wrong about that?
Yeah, I think I owe you guys a couple sandwiches.
Yeah, I mean...
What's his argument that he's been proven right on?
Is that the American is above JMU, all right? And JMU cannot jump them unless they lose. If Tulane wins out... They're not. JMU cannot jump ahead of them.
If Tulane wins out, they could still miss the American title game, is what I'm telling you.
Right. And then I'm telling you Hokie Steve is saying, well, then they would just put the American winner in.
You're arguing for like a conceptual thing. You're saying like Tulane is better than JMU, and I'm like, but what if they don't win? Like the Navy's better than JMU. Like, pick your team that's better than JMU. Stop making arguments for everybody. Like, pick a team, tell me why they're better than JMU. Let's argue two teams.
Right. I'm not arguing. I'm telling you the committee did not put JMU in. I argued for JMU all of yesterday, and I lost this argument to Hokie Steve, and now I'm not going to lose it to you because the committee already made their statement.
The committee put the entire American Conference above JMU. That's phenomenal. I didn't realize we were ranking conferences now on Tuesday nights. That's incredible.
The Sun Belt is 1-16 against non-Sun Belt teams. ODU has the lone victory against Virginia Tech. Am I crazy, Jeremy? Hokie Steve laid it out, and then the committee accepted his layout.
Your definitive proof here is that Tulane is ranked above JMU, which I am spotting you. Tulane is ranked above JMU. And I'm telling you now that if Tulane wins out and doesn't win the American title, and you're like, well, then obviously Navy would because Navy's better than JMU. The committee didn't say that last night. You're putting words in the committee's mouth. They didn't say anything of the sorts.
It certainly feels like the American's just going to be the one that gets over it. Just because it seemed like JMU had all the momentum to be the second place Group of Five team when USF was in that spot, and now Tulane's jumped them. They have all the momentum now. I feel like even if Tulane doesn't get there, it's going to be tough for JMU to get in just because they are favoring the American. As much as I don't think they should, they seem to be.
Y'all are arguing ESPN's pro-American conference bias. I just need y'all to listen to yourselves for a minute. You're on the radio, on the Fan, a distinguished, this is the sports home in Virginia, and you're arguing that ESPN is in the tank for American conference football teams. This is absurd.
It's anti-Sun Belt more than anything.
The ESPN's anti-Sun Belt, a pro-American bias. And by the way, Navy's got complications, dude. If Navy wins the American, you going to take a team that plays its biggest game of the year 5 days before a playoff game? Are you really going to do that? Like, you're just serving them up to the wolves at that point. You're going to let Navy play Army, biggest game of their year. They are playing to win the Commander-in-Chief trophy. You know that. It's an incredibly big game. And then you're going to send them to Alabama 5 days later? I mean, you're just begging for a 58-0 game.
I think that Navy would miss out on the championship because North Texas has the game over them.
Well, you're arguing hypotheticals. If Navy makes the American title game and wins, would they get picked over JMU?
Yes.
And you're wrong. So there we go. I've been proven correct once again. Good work, MP.
I don't understand how you can say this when they have not been included in the bracket.
If JMU
wins... If it's going to be Tulane or North Texas, it won't be JMU. I want it to be JMU. I clearly think the committee has made 100 mistakes because Notre Dame should not be ahead of Miami. But there's bias in all of this, and for JMU, they don't care about a win over Washington State. And another win over Coastal on the road. Coastal's a good program. They're in the same conference as them. The Sun Belt gets zero respect. The American does, and the American actually, what was Hokie Steve saying yesterday? Like 6-11 against non-American teams. They did their part in the non-conference to get the respect. The American winner is going to get in over JMU, unfortunately.
I just want to assure you that in that room with that committee, the Sun Belt gets no respect, and the American also gets zero respect. There is zero respect for any of
these
teams.
No, because there has to be a G5 team in.
Yeah, and so,
here's what I'm saying. The way that the committee is breaking down the 12 is they are putting every conference in order based off of the strength of the conference. The SEC is the strongest, they get 5. Big 10, second strongest, they get 3. Then they're going to the Big 12, then they're going to the ACC. They have ranked all the G5s, and they do not have the Sun Belt towards the top at all.
They don't rank conferences, they rank teams. And when it comes
to they're
time
also ranking the conferences.
They're not ranking the conferences. That's not a thing they're doing. They're ranking the teams. And right now, JMU is not the best group of five team. But after they win three, if they win three, and you know this, you know I don't think they're going to win their last three, which is why I hate...
Right, so you're arguing a hypothetical.
My hypothetical, though, is if they win the last three, they're in the playoff. And I hate that I may not get a chance to be proven correct here, because I will put the breakfast sandwich on the line. If JMU wins its last three, they will participate in the college football playoff.
Yeah, I'm collecting breakfast sandwiches because I got one from Jeremy yesterday because he thought JMU was going to be included.
In the top 25?
Yeah.
That's on Jeremy. He's young. He'll learn. He should know better.
They needed to put a G5 team in there.
The committee doesn't care yet. When they lock in and make the real one, if JMU's on a three-game heater, there will be a ton of national momentum behind them. They will participate in the playoff.
I'm just saying, what if North Texas is on a seven-game heater? The American's going to get the respect.
You keep changing the team you're arguing for.
Because I'm telling you, the American winner will get in over the Sun Belt winner.
You keep arguing for the conference. There is no bias towards the American conference. They rank teams. The American needs to settle on a team, and once they do, we'll compare that team to James Madison, and we'll see which team is better, and they will be awarded a college football playoff berth.
I do believe they are absolutely ranking the conferences.
Which of the four would
Why do you think the ACC is down to one? Because they're ranking the ACC.
No, because they're ranking the teams, and the teams are dog poo.
No, they're not! The ACC has multiple teams in the top 25. Like Miami, Georgia Tech, Virginia. That's three teams in the top 25.
They are throwing Virginia a bone because of their record. You cannot tell me with a straight face you think Virginia could win a college football playoff game. They can't. No. Get out of town.
I mean, why are you even playing the games then?
Well, they need to play a balanced schedule so that when you say, why don't they play the games, we could say, they did play the games against the same teams and we figured out who was best. Instead, you give one team a cakewalk. And by the way, this is an SEC problem too. Look up Texas A&M's schedule. It's nothing compared to Georgia's schedule. Georgia's a better team than A&M, but they give such deference to the records that it doesn't show that right now.
So you're telling me they're not ranking the conferences, but Miami is 8-2, Notre Dame is 8-2. Why is Notre Dame ahead?
Because they're ranking teams. They're ranking teams.
No, because
teams.
The ACC gets no respect because they have a low ranking, and Miami's two losses are in the ACC. The way it played out, what they're telling you is Miami is 8-2, Notre Dame not 8-2. What? That's what they're saying. They're saying you're 8-1.5 because you played Texas A&M.
Why is Miami ahead of UVA if UVA has won more games?
Because Miami is getting the respect for beating Notre Dame.
Because they're a better football team. Because they're ranking teams. That's what the committee does. They rank football teams. They watch football.
Miami's
they rank
in
the
because
teams.
They beat Notre Dame.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did UVA
and because
beat
the ACC needs to have a person in there.
If Miami doesn't play in the ACC title game, would you consider them for the spot?
If they have the same record as Notre Dame, yes. Because they have a head-to-head win. That's what we just said.
No,
right?
Would you let them leapfrog the ACC champion?
I would put them in and take Notre Dame out because that's what head-to-head should matter most.
Would you put them in and take the ACC champ out?
No.
Okay.
I would have the ACC champ in. I'm just saying, if the records are the same, head-to-head should matter. If the records are not the same, like for JMU versus like a Tulane, they're going with strength of conference.
I just think that because we went to these 16-team conferences, you can't legitimately compare records anymore because the schedules are so different. One 8-2 can be like somebody else's 6-5. Like it's so different now. We need to get back to a group playing the same eight teams so that we can legitimately compare them fairly.
Yeah, a three-loss team should not get in.
I don't know if you have a compelling case. I'm not mad about it.
See, that's where we differ. Is that so? You would be okay with the SEC getting six teams in because Missouri and Tennessee are both better than Virginia.
I don't think they should be in, but I do think they're both better than Virginia. The point of the tournament is to decide who the best college football team in America is. So any team that is in this should have a viable claim that they are the best college football team in America. That's why we allow a group of five team in, because we need to see how do they measure up against the big boys. That's why we allow an ACC team in. We need to see how do they stack up against the SEC. But when we're talking about wild card teams, I think we need to include teams that have a plausible chance of winning an Natty, and UVA doesn't.
So would you put UVA in or Tennessee if there's one spot open?
I would put Tennessee in, the team more likely to compete for the national title.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not putting them in with three losses.
Well, if they win out, they're going to have some wins. And that's part of the SEC. You get chances to have those wins every week. Texas is an interesting case, right? I would have Texas all the way out.
That's the thing. Texas should have been eliminated.
We know they can't win the Natty.
But the way this has set up is that they are going to reward Texas if they beat Texas A&M with a CFP spot. And to me, that's baloney because they have three losses.
I agree with baloney on that because we know Texas can't win the national title. We've seen that on the field.
They had every opportunity.
Yeah.
They've had three games this year to make a statement, and they didn't do it.
I agree. They should be excluded from the playoff.
That's Michael Phillips. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, overwhelmed with the amount of stuff going on in the sports world. In the Atlantic 10 for men's college basketball, VCU will be at home against Coppin State Saturday. Keep listening to 910 The Fan for your chance to win tickets. Every week we're giving away tickets to VCU basketball home games this season at the Stew. But the A-10 commissioner, Bernadette McGlade, sent out a headline. She will be retiring at the end of this season. UVA athletics, always in the news, it feels like right now. UVA basketball off to a good start with new coach Ryan Odom. UVA football saw their team not listed in the 12-team college football playoffs. Instead, Miami in, representing the ACC. For Virginia Tech football, they made a hire, James Franklin. His introductory press conference you heard today right here on 910 The Fan. Bill Roth will join us next. He's the play-by-play voice of the Hokies. But Thursday night football kicks off week 12 in the National Football League tomorrow. It's time to go around the league and pick the games of the week here on NFL Hits with AWOD. So Jeremy knows we give out the 3-star, the 2-star, the 1-star, and the dud game of the week. And at this point in the season, feels like the amount of 3-star games goes up and up and up. You don't see that many two-star games. You get more one-star and duds. Bills-Texans, that's a two-star game for me. It's not a three-star game. Buffalo needs to bounce back. But the Texans, even though they're without their starting quarterback again, they still have a playoff hope. And as we've talked about, Jeremy, in this AFC this year, I think 9 wins could actually get in. In the NFC, it feels like you're going to need 10. Because you look at Texas, they're 500. Kansas City's 500. Baltimore's 500. I think one of those teams will get in. Maybe 9-8. Yeah. Probably will end up having to be 10-7, but Texans still have a shot. So that's a two-star game. Steelers, Bears, three-star game. I'm fired up for that one. I don't even need Aaron Rodgers in this one. I'm defending Mike Tomlin and his legacy. He never finishes below 500. They're not going to back into the playoffs. I think they're going to win that damn division. Steelers, Bears, three-star game. Patriots, Bengals. I mean, that's a bit of a dud right there, if you ask me. I think the Patriots win. It's kind of crazy. They're given 8 points on the road, but Cincinnati defensively this year has been awful. It's been okay with Burrow out and Flacco in, but yeah, I think that's a dud game, just like Giants at Lions. Dud game. I think blowout win. Vikings, Packers. What do you think? 1 star? 2 stars? It's not a dud of a game there because it's a division rivalry game and Minnesota's not eliminated. There's just not much juice right now.
I think I'll give it 1 star. It's still a division game, and I guess the Vikings still have a chance. J.J. McCarthy looking to bounce back.
They did 2 weeks ago after they beat Detroit. 2 disappointing losses in a row. Pissed me off because that was my overreaction. Seattle at Tennessee. That's another dud game. I mean, we are filled with dud games this weekend. Colts, Chiefs. That's a 3-star game, though. That's absolutely... And it feels like it's almost an elimination game for Kansas City at this point. Like, they're not going to end up winning that division. They're going to battle with the 3 teams we mentioned, Houston, Baltimore, and themselves, to overtake maybe Jacksonville. But Jacksonville's got a few wins still on their schedule. So I'm not going to pick against the Chiefs to this weekend because they're at home, and I'm not going to pick against them to make the playoffs. But I might if they lose this game. Jets-Ravens. I'm expecting a Ravens blowout. Give me a dud. Browns-Raiders. Can we simulate this game? Dud. Unless you want to give me a star for Shador. Well, that's fine with me.
I'm okay with the dud on that one.
Jaguars-Cardinals. 1 star. Eagles-Cowboys. I'm going to give it 2 stars because Dallas is coming off of a win. And Philadelphia, even though they're coming off of another win, and I think the vibes are high, it's just one loss and all of a sudden they could be dysfunctional again. I think Philly would win this game. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if the Cowboys' offense got hot and put up like 35 and the Eagles just couldn't keep up with them. Because here's my thing. If this game becomes a shootout, Dallas wins. If it's a lower scoring game, Philly will end up taking it in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it's just going to be a battle between the offense of the Cowboys and the defense of the Eagles, 2 of the better units on either side of the ball in all of the NFL.
Falcons Saints. Oh my goodness, we're filling up with duds. 3-7 Atlanta, 2-8 Saints. The 2 teams in that division that are going nowhere fast. Bucks, Rams, 3-star game. Absolutely. That's right now, that would be my gut reaction for the certified game of the week. I mean, I thought the Baker and the Bucks had a good offensive game against the Bills. That ended up being the highest scoring game of the weekend. It was our certified game last week. I would expect this one to be high scoring as well. Even though the Rams defensively can shut teams out, you know, Baker ends up moving the football and scoring points. I'm very excited for that game Sunday night on NBC and Peacock. Monday night, I'm giving 3 stars on Monday Night Football. Doesn't matter who's the quarterback of the 49ers. What matters is Christian McCaffrey healthy or not. For the Panthers, I don't know how they're winning games. How many games has their backup won this year? How many games has it been Bryce Young?
It's all Bryce Young. Andy Dalton played 1 game and they got absolutely destroyed by the Packers. I mean, he just went for 450 yards. That's a franchise record. You got to give him a little bit of props.
Yeah, you're kind of turning into a Bryce Young fan.
I am a little bit of a Bryce Young fan.
My hottest take when he drafted number 1 overall, was that he was going to be a bust, and I'm sticking with it. And I haven't seen anything to change my mind. He scored and threw for 440 yards on Atlanta. That does nothing for me. You know, Marcus Mariota scored all those points and then 300 yards on Atlanta. People score on Atlanta. They were one of the worst teams in the league last year in sacks, and it's not much different, and Raheem Morris is probably going to end up getting fired. Bryce Young still has a lot of work to do to prove to me that he's not a bust, but it is nice to see Carolina at least above 500 and relevant this season. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to A-Wide Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. To close out this NFL segment here, so we just looked at all the games this week, right? And for Washington, it's a bye week. Week 13 in the National Football League is the weird one, right? You got three games on Thursday. Why is that? Thanksgiving. You got a Friday game. Black Friday on Amazon Prime, a Sunday slate, and Monday Night Football. And then the next week, it's the weird bit where those that played on Thursday are kind of regrouping and going to all play again on a different date. And you will have Cowboys Lions the following Thursday on Amazon Prime. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Welcome back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Want to do a little inside radio right here. I was actually downstairs talking with the sales staff, and one of them was upset because they believed that Owen has his own segment now on AWOD Radio. And I said, no. We have an open door policy. Anybody can come in.
That's right.
And Brian, the traffic reporter, has dropped in once again. And I did tell them, like, when Owen comes in, it's not really his segment. It's more us making fun of the fact that he is paid more than anybody in the Survivor pool. Like, if Jeremy wins, he will be winning Owen's money. If I win, I'll be winning Owen's money.
That should be the name of the pool, Win Owen's Money.
We might have to call it that next year. So you busted through the door today, nearly gave me a heart attack. What's going on? How are you?
Well, I've spent most of my morning downstairs, you know, working, of course, and going back and forth listening to this James Franklin press conference down in Blacksburg.
Did he impress you?
You know, he did win the press conference, so, and as with any good coach or manager hire, we'll have to see how the wins and losses look in about 12 months from today.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
But
going into week 11 next year, we'll see.
I thought it was interesting because you told me you've heard mixed reviews. I've heard nothing but good things about this hire.
The only real negative I heard were some podcast folks down in Southwest Virginia that were questioning the quickness of James Franklin's dismissal from Penn State after going to, I guess, a game short of the national championship game last year and then being only 3-3 when he got fired. So the rumor down there, they felt like there was something that took place with, you know, at Penn State.
Yeah, it was a loss to UCLA.
It was a loss to, correct,
but,
right.
Like, here's the thing is, instead of complaining about that, you should be talking about how this should not have been possible.
Right.
At this time last year, they were the number two team in the country, and Virginia Tech was losing games to Miami and other teams.
Right.
There's no reason that he should have wanted to come to Blacksburg. Now, if you want to question this move, the one thing I think you're questioning is, how quickly will he leave?
Oh, absolutely.
Because if he has success at Virginia Tech, he will bounce to an Ole Miss or an LSU or a Florida or SEC team.
Yep.
But that's what I've been saying about VCU basketball. If you want to leave, you got to have success first. And he's not going to get offered another job unless I think he takes Virginia Tech to the CFP.
Well, let me tell you something. As a Virginia Tech fan, if Virginia Tech can morph themselves into a VCU, and here's what I mean by that, by being competitive every season like they used to be, I take it.
Yeah.
Because Virginia Tech, in a large sense, has not been competitive in quite some time. Now, listen, I know there's those UVA fans sitting out there going, oh, my gosh, you know, if we only had Virginia Tech's record over the last 15 or 20 years, we'd be in good shape. And they're not wrong. But you know what? Success brings the spoils, right? So you get spoiled when, you know, there were so many years where I remember the game James Franklin was at when he was on the Maryland staff back in the 2003. It was 55-7 Tech at the end of three quarters, and I just felt bad for Ralph Regents.
So you think back to that year, all right? Virginia Tech goes 10-3. Next year, 11-2, and that's when the streak started, right? 10-3, 11-3, 10-4, 10-3, 11-3, 11-3. He takes the Penn State job in 2012, I believe.
That's, 13 years or so. He was up there.
That was the first year Virginia Tech had below 10 wins, 7-6, and then 8-5, and then 7-6. I'm telling you, I think there's a direct correlation between him taking the Penn State job and Virginia Tech losing more games because he was taking all the recruits.
Yeah.
Every single one of them.
By the way, James Franklin knows where Hopewell, Virginia is.
Yeah.
Very few do.
Right.
He does. And probably has a pretty good relationship with all those coaches.
He knows where King George is.
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
He knows all about the private schools in D.C., the public schools in D.C. That's why I said yesterday, you know who hates this hire the most is Mike Locksley. Because at Maryland, you're already struggling in the Big Ten at Maryland. Now you're going to lose all the recruits here to Virginia Tech.
And here's what I liked about here's the one piece of that press conference that I took away and said, okay, as a fan, I like this. He's trying, we'll see if it works. He's going to draw a balance between the high school recruiting and the portal, because a lot of the mentality these days is you don't even have to talk to these high school kids. They can go to play in, you know, some, you know,
they
American
JMU,
conference school,
right.
JMU,
North
and then
Texas.
We'll just pick them out.
Yeah.
But he said that's not really the way he's going to work business, at least not initially. He wants to develop these players. So we'll see if that works. We'll see if the money's there to do that.
I think take your shot on a 5-star.
Sure.
I think you 4 stars. Yeah, go to JMU. Go to North Texas.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get you after a few years. But, yeah, this is it's a celebration today for Hokies fans. I didn't see this coming. I really didn't.
I haven't seen the Hokie bird that happy since he was hugging up on the Virginia Tech women's coach that they hired last spring.
So, good news for Hokies football. And as Michael said, you know, they got Miami this weekend. They might be down 28 at the half. And then they might run James Franklin out there on the field, and everybody will go fire, get crazy and not care.
They do have a segment, and I can't remember if it's before the fourth quarter where somebody comes out and does the Let's Go Hokies with the crowd.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty sure it's, you know, it's usually some alum. You know, Michael Vick's done it, and, you know, Marcus Vick's done it, Eddie Royal, yeah. Sure. But he's probably going to be the guy on Saturday to do that, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. And one last thing about James Franklin is Bud Foster deserves a lot of credit for this.
Well, I tell you what, Bud Foster is something else, isn't he?
Yeah.
I mean, he is. I'm surprised there's not a building or two named after Bud Foster on that building.
Yeah.
No. On that campus, I should say.
There should be. And I think that you have to credit the committee also. I mean, I was surprised with how many people questioned the committee. An 8-person committee, and there were people saying, oh, well, when you have a committee, that just means that you have an excuse to get it wrong because not everyone's going to agree. The committee, I think every single one of them agreed James Franklin was the right guy.
By the way, I asked Michael Phillips, I didn't catch the very front end of the press conference today when Whit Babcock was the first to speak. I was kind of thinking that Whit Babcock might get the Roger Goodell NFL draft treatment where you walk out and you get booed incessantly and you wave the arms and go, let's go, more. But apparently they were nice to him, so we'll see how
Whit
that works
out. Done a good job setting himself up for... Looking back 20 years from now, you're going to say, you're not going to talk about the failures of Whit Babcock. You're going to say, he got us 200 plus million and James Franklin. We'll see you later.
Well, and you know what? Only because he was only around, I think, because it was a James Franklin hire. This has been a third, I won't say no name, but something that didn't inspire the donor base. I don't think that would have been as well received with him. This kind of works in his favor. For now, it does. Of course, got to win, but
this is a national name.
Yeah.
This is the most popular person that's coming to Blacksburg since Frank Beamer. It's not even close.
This is great. This is a great day. Everyone should celebrate.
But you're right, though. He won the press conference. He'll win the first game. It's VMI. And then you got to strap him up.
I just wonder
helmet on. And keep
I just
winning.
Wonder if that VMI game even happens. You know, he might want to. You know, what if he's going to hire Ricky Ronnie? You know, he used to work for him.
There's been conversations. He was at ODU.
I know. Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if Ronnie was involved. I know. I actually personally loved that he was brought to tears talking about Brett Pry today during the press conference because I think he really does love the family, Pry family and everyone.
A friend of mine asked
like
me
a lot.
If I live near ODU, and I was like, no, it's not really. They didn't know where it was. It's like, is that Richmond?
You're the traffic reporter and giving out geography lessons now here on AWOD Radio. How the roads looking?
Looking pretty good.
I heard there was a big power outage in Richmond this week.
We have a humongous gas power generator in the back of this building, so if there is one, it didn't affect us. So
this thing's still working? We'll be back after this quick commercial break. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio, 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. You know, I feel bad. We've spent a majority of this show talking about James Franklin and the Hokies, but they are not the ranked team in the state of Virginia. Jeremy's been arguing about the Dukes of JMU getting into the CFP. It's time to talk Hoos. Who's talking UVA football? Who's talking UVA athletics? We are on AWOD Radio. If you haven't been paying attention, it's been a terrific season, and the fight's not finished. A couple big games for UVA to close out their season, hopefully win a Commonwealth Cup, an ACC championship game, and a trip to the CFP. Joining us right now on the Dean Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it's Preston Wood. What's up, Preston?
What's up, Adam? You know who's had a 9-win season more recently than James Franklin? That's Tony Elliott and the Cavaliers. Obviously, he had one last year, but
how are you feeling about number 19 in the latest CFP rankings?
You know, it's just kind of what it is at this point. I mean, listening to the new college football playoff committee chairman last night, Hunter Yearcheck, like he's talking in circles. He's using rationale for some rankings and abandoning it for others. I think we all kind of knew once Virginia lost that game to Wake Forest, especially, that the only way in for Virginia is to get in through by winning the ACC. That's the only chance they have. And so I don't think it really surprised anyone that they didn't move up, although it is kind of a little disheartening that you see Texas, who everyone is like, yep, they're out. They're not going to make the college football playoff, still ranked ahead of Virginia, even though they have three losses on the year. But I think, you know, it's fine. The ACC is viewed as it is right now, and my bigger gripes are with Miami being behind Notre Dame, of course, and then I think Georgia Tech has a real shot to jump up, especially if they win this weekend against Pittsburgh, and then next weekend they have Georgia. If they win that game, like, all bets are off. I think they could for sure make it as an at-large.
Well, that's the thing, is I would love to hear the committee's excuse for holding out Georgia Tech when they beat Georgia, if they beat Georgia. There will be something. Oh, you didn't have the strength of this, the match this and that. I mean, there's so much bias towards the two big conferences, the Big Ten and the SEC. And for a team like Virginia, like, you did everything you were supposed to do. And of all the teams, Virginia had one of the best statement wins.
Yeah, that was the confusing part. Them staying at number 19 after having probably their best performance of the season in a must-win game on the road at Duke, a pretty good Duke team, by the way. So it's interesting that, you know, they don't move up a spot. It seems like it's kind of get brushed away. And the big confusing thing right now, and I know they talked about this last night, is, you know, like, Louisville falling out of the rankings hurts UVA, but he also says that they give Oregon credit for beating Penn State when Penn State was ranked, even though Penn State, like, is having a disastrous season and, you know, has barely beaten a Power Four opponent this year.
Yeah, but then they, you know, discredit Alabama because they lost to Florida State. It's just, it's very weird. It feels backwards, and it's just, it's not fair, and I don't think it's ever going to be fair, especially to ACC schools. So if you're a Virginia fan and you're going in to watch the games this weekend, who would you keep an eye on?
The three games, there's one scenario where UVA can clinch a spot in the ACC championship this weekend. And the three games are Georgia Tech has to beat Pittsburgh. That's number one. Louisville beating SMU. That's number two. And then the third one is kind of a weird one, but North Carolina beating Duke. If those three results happen this weekend, we're calling it the Virginia ACC championship parlay. It's, you know, so Georgia Tech, North Carolina, and Louisville, then UVA would go, even if they lose next week against Virginia Tech. But I saw a couple of people being like, oh, well, would you rest the starters then against Virginia Tech? Like, no, don't even start, man. Like, they care about that game, I think, more than they care about the actual ACC championship.
So we know that Morris was banged up and questionable coming into that game, but then he was able to tough it out. Are there any injury reports of note here during the bye week?
Yeah, Morris, obviously, he was able to play last week, so that was great news for Virginia, and he looked great. Put together one of his better performances, you know, take away the two interceptions, but outside of that, he looked really good, 300 yards passing, two touchdowns and everything. Obviously, the big one that happened during last week was Cam Robinson's injury, and that one is a little more optimistic because at the time it seemed like, oh boy, like, what happens if Cam Robinson goes down for a long-term injury? But they had x-rays, they had scans there at the stadium that day, and everything came back clear. They think it's just a bruise on his knee, and that's going to cause him some, you know, mild pain. And so he tried to come back for one play there in that second half and immediately limped off the field. They're like, let's not risk anything, and just kept him out for the rest of the game. So obviously, a very well-timed bye week. He gets the rest for 2 weeks leading up to this Virginia Tech game, so I'd expect him to be good. But some other guys, I got some bumps and bruises in that game. Backup linebacker Maddox Marcellus. He had some other guys that were out, like Noah Vaughn, Jaden Thomas, Kevin Wigginton. Bunch of guys that I think are going to get a chance to get healed up over the bye week, and this should be a pretty healthy Virginia team rolling into Scott Stadium.
Virginia's rolling right now, and they got ahead of the NIL, it felt like, and they landed Chandler Morris, and that simply changed the program, changed the trajectory of UVA football. How does today's news of James Franklin getting hired in Blacksburg affect what's going on for UVA?
Yeah, look, it'd be foolish to say it doesn't affect it, and I think it was a great hire by Virginia Tech, obviously. There's really no detraction from it. Everyone will point out the record against top 10 teams. Well, you got to be in those games against the top 10 teams to lose those games, too. So important stuff there, and I think Franklin, obviously a proven recruiter in the state of Virginia, that's probably the biggest factor for Virginia going forward, who, you know, UVA's made some really big ingrounds in state recruiting-wise. They got a couple four-star commits in next year's class already on the docket. They got a couple guys from the Richmond area this year. that are already committed. And so they've started to make some ingrounds, but now you bring in, you know, James Franklin. Are you going to start losing some more of those recruiting battles against Virginia Tech? That's going to be one of the big questions going forward in that sense. But in another way, like, it doesn't affect them at all, because one of the ways that Virginia really struck gold this year is by finding those diamonds in the rough through the transfer portal, finding Jamari Taylor from North Carolina Central, who's been one of the best running backs in the ACC this year, or Daniel Rickard from East Tennessee Tech to be one of the best pass rushers in the ACC this year. So that part, that's still going to be there. Like, they can still go find those guys. That's the front office and the scouting model that they have in place now. So in that part, I think they'll be okay. The recruiting part is what I'm most interested to see, because we know Franklin, he's a very good floor raiser as a head coach.
Tell us a little bit about what's going on with Virginia basketball this weekend at the Greenbrier tip-off.
Yeah, interesting matchup on Friday against Northwestern. Both those teams undefeated going into it. So that's going to be kind of their real first big test of the season. They just came off a, you know, really impressive performance against Marshall last weekend. And one of the things about this team right now is they're just getting scoring from everywhere. They have seven players that average 9 or more points a game right now. That's the most in the ACC. So it's not just the starters, it's the bench guys. And it's different guys just finding an opportunity to score out there. Dallin Hall, who's kind of been more of the distributor early in this season, he even had a big scoring game against Marshall. So obviously, Testa Ritter, Malik Thomas, those are the main scorers that you're looking at. But they're kind of getting it from everywhere right now, and that makes them a really tough team to defend when you don't know who's going to be the guy that gets hot that night.
Preston, what's the latest with your podcast?
Yeah, we've had a pretty good week. It's quiet in the bye week, but we just broke down the game with Ahmad Hawkins, obviously the color analyst for Virginia football. And then we got Mitchell Melton, defensive end for UVA, coming up on the podcast on Thursday. So tune in for that one. Really interesting perspective from him, because we're talking about all this, you know, rivalry game with Virginia Tech, but also, you know, ACC championship stuff at play here. Melton played last year for Ohio State, who lost to Michigan in their rivalry game but won the national championship. So really interesting perspective on that end.
Preston Willett can be found on Twitter at Preston Willett, writer for the Sabre and host of Who's On the Podcast. Thanks a lot, dude.
Yeah, man. Have a good one.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.